Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let BCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective BCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-694-7153 for a no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-694-7153. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. Call 1-800-694-7153.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into Tomorrow during our 26th year, bringing you the latest in cool consumer tech, products and services, gadgets and gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. Delighted that you've tuned into the program. Even more delighted when you call in and participate. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you this week's available prizes when you participate on the show, as well as other goodies. This is Into Tomorrow for the weekend of Friday, November 5th, 2021. This week, happy birthday to our own Erasmo.
Happy birthday.
Yes, indeed you do. Happens to have the same birthday as Doris, our property manager in my community.
Oh, okay. Well, happy birthday, Doris, too.
Doris as well. But mostly happy birthday to Erasmo. You got to say it right because he's Italian.
Erasmo.
Erasmo.
Put your hand in the air, too.
Put your hand in the air. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And, of course, it's set your clocks back 1 hour weekend. So if you're hearing the broadcast on Saturday, then you want to be sure and do that tonight before you go to bed.
Because you get an extra hour of sleep.
Yeah, just what we need, an extra hour of 2021. And if you're listening to the broadcast on Sunday, because many of our stations carry the program Saturday, some on Sunday, several, much to our happy surprise, on both days. Well, if you're listening on Sunday, we hope you set your clock. If not, you wonder why you were late for church.
Yeah.
Or early. Wait, would they have been, let's see, set the clock back? You would have been early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, hopefully you've adjusted your clocks accordingly. And don't forget the microwave one and the one on the oven, which everybody forgets about because really, nobody uses that clock.
And those are really the only ones we have to worry about these days because everything else, cell phones, you know, they all update automatically, computers.
True. In fact, I don't even know. My newer microwave might update on its own.
Maybe.
You have one in the control room. Does it update on its own?
I don't think so.
Well, first you got to plug it in.
Yeah.
And set the clock. So be sure and do that before the time change.
And the radio in your car. I think I went like 2 months last time the time changed with the wrong time in my car just because I kept forgetting to change that.
Ooh. Now, see, I have a new car, so I wonder if it was smart enough after the chip shortage issue for that particular vehicle being built. If it was smart enough to also build in the time change stuff, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
All right, I'll report back next week, so do stay tuned. We've got some tech news and commentary for you, and then we will get to your calls and address your concerns as they relate to consumer tech.
Citing an increasingly challenging operating environment, Yahoo has pulled out of China.
Yeah. Some people would say I didn't even know they were in China.
Yeah.
I used to be once or twice a year for many years until the Chinese virus. And I was even in Wuhan once, many, many years ago. So don't worry, I didn't bring anything back.
You didn't eat a bat?
No, I did not eat a bat or get bit by one or pet one or anything like that. But throughout many areas of China, from Shenzhen to Beijing to Hong Kong, and all kinds of areas. And haven't done that, of course, in the last 2 years. And with what I've been saying about China, I don't think they'll let me in anyway in the future years.
Well, because your last time there, you made the mistake of asking somebody about Tank Man.
Tank Man?
Tank Man. The Tank Man protests. The guy that you can't find it. You can't find anything on
Tiananmen Square. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about some superhero named Tank Man.
No. But if you try to search for Tank Man in China, you can't find anything.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And they're not even allowed to talk about it.
And I did. And what I got was all redacted information. And then I thought, there'll be a knock on my hotel room door, and it'll be the Chinese police.
Anyway, but back to Yahoo.
Back to what? Oh, right.
The withdrawal was largely symbolic, as many of the company's services were already blocked by China's digital censorship.
Hmm.
But recent government moves to expand its control over tech companies generally, including its domestic giants, may have tipped the scales for Yahoo. The company said, quote, "In recognition of this increasingly challenging business and legal environment in China, Yahoo's suite of services will no longer be accessible from mainland China." The company's move comes as the American and Chinese governments feud over technology and trade. The U.S. has put restrictions on telecom giant Huawei and other Chinese tech companies.
Rightly so.
Yeah, alleging that they have ties with China's government, military, or both. And China says the U.S. is unfairly suppressing competition and trying to block China's technological rise.
Ha! Of course they're going to say that.
Yeah.
Because, we're just so unfair.
Yeah.
Speaking of unfair... Did I mention that we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios? The future of diabetes management is here. Be sure to visit DEXCOM.com. Now, so that anti-social media company Fakebook, of course, by now you've heard that they got a new parent company name. I was surprised how many people in our audience even were contacting us saying, so what do we look for now? Do we try to get, is there a Meta app for what used to be Facebook? No, that's still the same. They're not changing that. It still has the same old issues and problems that they've had. Back in July, you might recall us talking about Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said the focus on the anti-social networking giant would be to change to what he says is the future of the internet, or the metaverse. So, of course, Zuckerberg took another step by changing their parent company's name, which was Facebook Inc., to Meta. Simply Meta, as in metaverse, while emphasizing the need for, this is the funny part, privacy and safety. Yeah, right. Zuck said the company's focus still remains about connecting people, but that its focus is now Meta first and not Facebook first. Oh, please, is my reaction. The name change comes among continuing scrutiny over a whole bunch of issues. Skeptics see the move as a clumsy attempt to distract the world from its endless string of controversies. Good luck with that. One of our listeners told me that Meta is short for Metamucil, since only old people still use Fakebook. I thought that was kind of funny. Oh, and I'm told that in Hebrew, Meta means dead.
Oops.
Yeah. You think somebody at Fakebook would have investigated every possible use of Meta and said, okay, well, nope, it's a good name. Let's go with it. Nope, means dead in Hebrew.
You know, sort of reminds me of the old stories, whether they were true or not, of why the Chevy Nova car was never sold in Mexico or other Spanish countries, because in Spanish, Nova means no go.
Oh, how appropriate. And then, of course, it turned out to be true most of the time anyway with the Chevy Nova.
Yeah, and piggybacking on that Facebook story, according to a new Morning Consult poll, a majority of Americans still have a positive view of Facebook, despite the scandals that they're going through right now.
Open your eyes, people. Yeah. You are the product.
But fewer are on board with the company's name change and the focus on Metaverse, and CEO Mark Zuckerberg remains overwhelmingly unpopular.
Surprise, surprise.
The poll conducted last weekend among 2,200 U.S. adults found 55% of respondents have a very or somewhat favorable view of Facebook. Only 25% have a positive view of its new Meta name. Only 22% of respondents view CEO Mark Zuckerberg favorably, and 54 of them hold an unfavorable view of him.
Wow. It's as bad as the president.
Yeah.
But wow. 22% think Zuck is okay?
Think he's doing okay. 54% of the respondents are not happy with him.
Wow. Well,
which means there's like almost 30% that just have no idea.
Yeah, or they're just, they don't care.
They're probably the ones that don't use Facebook.
Right, exactly. They're not on Meta or Metamucil. Now, if you feel sorry for these anti-social media companies, Here's a story for you. Apple's decision to change the privacy settings of iPhones caused an estimated $9.85 billion of revenue to just vanish. Poof! In the second half of the year at Snap, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, as their advertising businesses were shaken by the new rules. Oh, the poor, poor anti-social media companies that make way too much money using you as their product anyway to begin with lost collectively almost $10 billion that just went away.
And of course, Facebook lost the most money in absolute terms because of its massive size, but Snap fared the worst as a percentage of its business because its advertising is mainly tied to smartphones, which makes sense since Snapchat isn't available on anything other than a smartphone.
Oh, right. That's true, because even with Facebook, you still have desktops and laptops and tablets and that sort of thing. But yeah, if you want to snap, you got to be on a phone. Yeah. That's kind of the only way that works.
Well, it's one of the many reasons I don't snap.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not either. I'm not a 13-year-old girl because aren't they the only ones that do Snapchat?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. I don't know. I'm curious about our audience. Do you use Snapchat? Do you use any of these social media? And if not, why not? And if you do, why do you use them? I mean, what do you think of them? Because I'm very curious to know what our audience thinks about all the goings-on with Facebook and Twitter and all these other things. Give us your opinion, and don't worry. Even if you use bad words, we'll have our finger on the dump button. Don't worry. We can bleep you. Because when we say we want you to share tech rage, that would be one of those things. Tell us your experiences. Have you been shadow banned on any of these things? Instagram, Facebook, etc., Twitter. You know, is nobody suddenly seeing your posts because maybe you posted something that their fact checkers, air quotes, didn't like, so they censored you? And does that cause you issues now? Your family and friends don't even see your posts?
Well, you know, and I'm usually very careful about not posting anything political or religious or anything on Facebook.
Yeah.
But the few times that I have, I've noticed that my engagements have gone way down.
Oh,
because
of course.
Yeah. The opinions I had posted about didn't necessarily match with what they want the narrative to be.
Wow. So I've had a couple of friends that have done screen captures and shared with me how my comments on Instagram, for example, have been blocked. You can hit a button to view it anyway, it says. But they didn't like the comments, so they block it. And they, you know, again, these friends that have shared this with me have said, well, that's unfair. You know, we don't have to agree with your comment, or we can like it if we do agree, or we can reply and say, I don't agree. But for us to just not even see it, if you scroll, unless you happen to see, oh, wait, blocked, let me see why they blocked it. Well, they don't tell you why, but let me see what it was they blocked. I'm curious about our audience and having had any encounters or experience with this. Are you still on any of these anti-social media platforms? And if you're not, why not?
And again, I try not to get political, and this isn't a political show, but, you know, personally, I don't think it's...
Into politics.
Yeah. I don't think it's any social network site to censor anybody. You know, I mean, it's... And yeah, normally I would say, you know what, if you don't like their rules, then don't use the service. But on the other hand, and it's really sad this is the way, social media in many places has become as important as, like, electricity. You know, it's like another utility. So I don't like the power company, fine, then don't pay for their service, but I won't have power.
Yeah.
You know, so it's, I think they've gotten kind of too big and too important in the way the world works to just say, well, then just don't use their service.
They have absolutely gotten too big. And, you know, there is perhaps an argument to be made about censoring if somebody is threatening bodily harm or threatening to kill someone or something. You know what? That doesn't belong.
That's completely different.
Yeah. And fine, cover up that or delete those because, you know, they're threatening violence or something. But if it's an opinion... If it's, for example, a parent who's concerned about what their kids might be taught, that's not something that their censors, their alleged fact checkers, should be deciding on their own that it doesn't belong on the platform. Nonsense. Now, if the parent's saying, I'm going to kill the chairman of the school board or something, that's a different story. Now, it actually becomes a criminal matter as well. And you don't have to be like me as a former police officer to say, okay, that's an assault. You know, that's threats and needs to be dealt with, whether it's on one of these platforms or over the phone or in person or otherwise. But It's very bizarre how they pick and choose. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what they pick and choose either, because of their practices and how they're driven, their political beliefs. So what a shame. And I do hope that there'll be some updates to Section 230 at some point to say, you know, you've had all these protections for all these years, and that's got to stop. Because you're censoring people, and who made you the arbiter of all of this?
Exactly. You know, and personally, I don't. It's not that I don't want them to censor just my or not censor my point of view. It shouldn't be on either side.
Yeah, of course,
you know, somebody that I don't agree with, I don't want you to censor them either. They have a right to say what they what they want to say.
Because again, you can disagree with it, you can ignore it, you can like it, you can whatever. You know, that's the whole point. It would seem to me. Of being able to have, here's a thought that they don't understand, freedom of speech.
Right, because if people in this country didn't talk about anything that we disagreed with, then what are we going to all talk? We're going to talk about puppies and the weather. And I mean, come on.
Aw, puppies. Aw.
You know, I think half the conversations I have with anybody in this world are about things we disagree on.
Of course. But that's the point, is you hit the nail on the head. You have a conversation about it. And that's fine. You know, we've got a couple of good friends that totally are opposite our thoughts and agreements. We're still good friends. Yeah. It's just, you know, and then sometimes one or the other of us has to say, all right, enough of that. Let's move on, because, you know, we're just getting mad at each other, and that's not the point. You know, we can have a good discourse, and you can agree to disagree and all that sort of thing. But there's the key, to have a conversation and see what happens.
Yeah.
Netflix is officially ready to compete with the likes of Fortnite, launching its expansion into the gaming world because they don't make enough money as it is. The streamer has rolled out 5 exclusive mobile games to all Android subscribers. Sorry, you iPhonies. Including 2 based off of its Stranger Things franchise. Users can download Netflix games from the Google Play Store, requiring a Netflix subscription to play. Netflix also began rolling out games to the app itself. So there you go. If you don't get enough with series and movies and shorts and other stuff from Netflix, but you're a gamer, now maybe they can just rope you in for that reason.
Can't you see the excitement on my face for the Netflix games?
Oh, is that what that look is?
Yeah.
that's excitement? Yeah. Again, what does our audience think about Netflix gaming? Will you be signing up for that? You can now. It's already been launched. So will you be? Did you? Could you care less? Whatever, 800-899-INTO. And Chris is going to tell you other ways to participate, but that happens to be the toll-free number from anywhere in North America if you still use your phone as a phone. 1-800-899-4686, anytime, 24/7.
You could also download the free Into Tomorrow app. You just search for those 2 words in your favorite app store, as long as your favorite app store is either the iOS app store or the Google Play store. Those are really the only app stores that matter.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be one of those 2.
Yeah. But there's a little message to studio button that'll allow you to record a message and send it right to us. You could also, in a very similar fashion, visit our site on anything with a browser and a microphone and click the Ask Dave microphone. And that's at intotomorrow.com.
Yeah, you'll see a little, it's red or pinkish or what, red, I think.
Red.
It's kind of red. And there's a microphone and it says Ask Dave. And it's on the right or the lower right, depending on what device you might be on with what browser. But you can't miss it. And then we ask only 3 things of you if you use that method, because it is probably a very, very it is a very easy method to participate. But we sort of need to prompt you to give your first name, where you're calling from, and how you hear the show.
Yeah.
There you go. I think it does prompt you to do that when you hit the button, intotomorrow.com.